Just before I bring today's message, please allow me to share a little personal update. We want to let you know that Miss Amy, myself, and the whole family will be heading out for the next few weeks. We're going to be traveling to go and celebrate with our son David as he's getting married in February. And we are just over the moon about this, so excited to welcome David's bride-to-be into our hearts, whose name is Krista, a wonderful young lady of South African origin. Please agree with us in prayer for our health and safety as we travel and for this most special time together with David. Also, while we're away, something so exciting is being put together to prepare us for meeting in person again. Please be on the lookout for a brief video that will be sent out from me later this week. I truly believe an exciting season of renewal is ahead of us all here at Nairobi Lighthouse. And speaking of renewal, let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1, 12 through 13, 15 and 16 from the Passion Translation. Look at how much encouragement you found in your relationship with the Anointed One. You are filled to overflowing with His comforting love. You have experienced a deepening friendship with the Holy Spirit and have felt His tender affection and mercy. Now, you must continue to make this new life fully manifested as you live in the holy awe of God, which brings you trembling into His presence. God will continually revitalize you, implanting within you the passion to do what pleases Him. Live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves, for then you will be seen as innocent, faultless, and pure children of God, even though you live in the midst of a brutal and perverse culture. For you will appear among them as shining lights in the universe, offering them the words of eternal life. Today is part four, the final part of 2021, a year of renewal. 2021, a year of renewal. Our text today, taken from Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, contain all four elements of renewal that we're asking God for this year. First, 12 times in these six passages, the words you, you've, and your appear. Verse 1, you are filled to overflowing. Verse 1 again, you have experienced a deeper friendship with the Holy Spirit. Verse 12, you must continue to make this new life fully manifested as you live in the holy awe of God. Verse 13, God will continually revitalize you. That's personal renewal right there. God will continually revitalize you. You must continue to make this new life fully manifested. Secondly, in verse 1, it begins this way. Look at how much encouragement you found in your relationship with the Anointed One. Verse 13, God implanting within you the passion to do what pleases Him. Verse 14, live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves. That's relational renewal. The relationship with God, the relationship with one another. Verse 15, for you will appear among them as shining lights in the universe, offering to them the words of eternal life. That's missional renewal, shining brightly in the universe, offering to them words of eternal life. And now today, finally, verse 15, for then you will be seen as innocent, faultless, and pure children of God, even though you live in the midst of a brutal and perverse culture. You will be seen as innocent, faultless, pure children of God, even though you live in the midst of a brutal and perverse culture. The fourth area we're believing God for this year is cultural renewal, cultural renewal. You see, church, the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about renewal. When it is believed, when the gospel is believed and received, the gospel has the power to make new. The gospel has the power to make alive. This is why it's called good news. The gospel causes the individual who receives it to flourish, who believes it to flourish. Where there was once deep poverty of the soul, where once there was misery and sadness and despair, peace and joy now abound due to the transformation that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings. This is why Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, I refuse to be ashamed of sharing the wonderful message of God's liberating power unleashed in us through Christ. This gospel unveils a continual revelation of God's righteousness, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe. And it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith. This is what the scripture means when it says we are right with God through life-giving faith. Oh, hallelujah. Church, we, God's children, have been made new in Christ, having been transformed by His word through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have been brought out of the kingdom of darkness, and we've been brought into the kingdom of God. Out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. Now listen carefully. Both kingdoms have a culture. Both kingdoms have a culture. The word culture, it's most often defined as the total shared learned behavior developed by a group of human beings that is handed on from generation to generation. Look at this. The total shared learned behavior developed by a group of human beings that is handed on from generation to generation. We, as God's kingdom people, we are to embrace kingdom culture. Now, this is not a culture developed by humans, but this is a culture developed by God Himself. And we, as subjects of the kingdom, as God's kingdom people, we're to embrace kingdom culture. We're to take this new way of life, this new way of living into every sphere of life, including the workplace, government, economics, education, the arts. In all of these realms, we are to seek to glorify God by living this new life in purity and in innocence, as Paul says. Then we are to be seen. We are to be seen shining brightly in the world. We are seen as bright lights in the midst of a brutal and perverse culture. The impact of this renewal can be such that it spreads out to entire communities. Oh, don't you long for that? Aren't you hungry for that? Don't you desire to see this renewal come in its fullness into our society, penetrating the darkness of the culture that is surrounding us? I long for that, and I'm believing for that in 2021. But what will it take? What will it require? Let's look at two requirements for cultural renewal to transpire. First, in verse 12, you must continue to make this new life fully manifested as you live in the holy awe of God. You must continue to make this new life fully manifested as you live in the holy awe of God. First, cultural renewal requires each one of us, each one of us individually, to live for God's glory. It requires each one of us living for God's glory. It has to start in me. It has to start with me. So we're back to personal renewal. Now, to seek cultural renewal, it demands loyalty. Loyalty from each one of us. Loyalty to our King. Loyalty to our Master. No compromise, no questionable lifestyle choices. It requires each one of us to be a light in the darkness, and that will mean our being the same in the dark as we are in the light. Listen to those whose lives have not been made new in God through Jesus Christ. To those who do not know Jesus, their life has not been made new. Life on this earth is all there is for them. Therefore, it's natural for them to strive for this world's values, for money, for popularity, for power, for pleasure, for prestige. Without God, church, culture raises up idols in God's place, celebrities and politicians, sex, wealth. The list goes on. But then you and I come along. You and I, who are of a different kingdom, of a different culture, they see that our values are in the right place. They see that as a person, you will not be bought. They see that as a person, you will not bow down and worship at the world's altar. You're living under a higher law. You're living in another kingdom. Secondly, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves. Among yourselves. Now, Paul in this passage goes from addressing the individual to addressing the entire church at Philippi, admonishing them to remain together. So secondly, cultural renewal requires each one of us connected to the family for God's glory. Each one of us connected to the family for God's glory. First, each one of us living for God's glory as individuals. Secondly, each one of us connected to the family for God's glory. You see, church, God has always had two things, a people and a place, a people brought out of bondage, whom he forms and fashions to be a people for his name. We are to embrace his mind. We are to embrace his heart. We are to embrace careful attention to his ways, to live in accordance to his commands, to his decrees. To accomplish this, God has always had a place to meet with his people. A place where they are renewed in their understanding of him. A place where by the work of the Holy Spirit, they receive impartation and begin to learn and begin to understand the ways of the kingdom, the culture of the kingdom. Psalms chapter 68 and verse 6. God places lonely people in families. He leads prisoners out of prison into productive lives. But rebellious people must live in an unproductive land. The local church is our family. God places lonely people in families. This place where God desires to meet and instruct and train us and prepare us and bring us to the place where we understand his heart and his ways, embrace his culture. The local church is that place. It's the local expression of God's worldwide family where he himself puts us, plants us. It's our place of belonging. It's our place of connection. And guys, our connection determines our destiny. Our connections determine our destiny. So to get to where we need to be, we must be placed in a family. And every family has a culture. NLC has a culture. If you're part of NLC's family, then it's the place where we together learn and develop godly behavior, passing these truths on to the next generation. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says, "And let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities." At Nairobi Lighthouse Church, a great part of our culture is to give attentive, continuous care. We study. We seek creative ways to show care, to help. The primary place where we express this care is in our cell groups, our small groups, where we meet together as family. And it's through our cells. It's through our small groups that we demonstrate creative ways to serve and to watch over one another. Then out from ourselves, out from our cell life, we seek to serve our communities, a culture of care, to help and to serve and to be a blessing. We then come together in our celebration services to celebrate what God has done in using us for His glory. What a privilege to be part of such a great family. Let's turn our hearts to God right now. In these next few moments, I want you to just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me right now? Are there areas of my life where I need to be renewed in the values of your kingdom? Areas where I need to come up higher in embracing your ways? Are there areas in my life where I'm allowing the influence of the world's culture to dominate? Lord, I pray right now, are there areas in my life where I'm not yielded to your ways of living? Are there areas where I need to be renewed in my connections to the family? Renew me, O God. Renew Nairobi Lighthouse Church, O God, in 2021. Amen. Now, just before we go, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, you're not part of God's family, yet you have such a desire deep inside to be part of His kingdom, to live in His kingdom, to be part of His great family in the earth. If you're ready to receive Him, or if you desire to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, we want to invite you to text or to call the number that's at the bottom of your screen right now. We would love to pray with you, love to show care to you and see you blessed. Thank you, and God bless you.